Nixon, and Johnny Cash. When Johnny Cash and his wife, June Carter Cash, were invited to the White House in April 1970, what President Nixon expected was an evening of light entertainment from the icon of country music. However, he made the mistake of not getting to know the man in black, his beliefs, his empathy, and his musical message. According to reports, Johnny Cash was shocked when Nixon asked him to perform Okie from Muskogee, an anti-hippie song written by Merle Haggard, and Guy Drake's Welfare Cadillac, a song about a recipient of welfare who spends the money on a new Cadillac. Nixon also asked the country star to perform his hit, A Boy Named Sue. That night, after Nixon and his approximately 250 guests took their seats, Johnny Cash began his show. He honored one of the president's song requests by opening with A Boy Named Sue. Then, with Richard Nixon held captive by decorum, Cash began singing What Is Truth, a song Johnny Cash had written championing youth, freedom, and peace. He continued the concert with The Man in Black, a song pronouncing his solidarity with soldiers and with the sick and the lonely. He ended the concert with The Ballad of Ira Hayes, a song about the struggles of Native Americans. The audience at the White House clapped and sang along with Johnny Cash's popular tunes and applauded enthusiastically at the end of each song. An uncomfortable President Nixon sat with a smile frozen on his face. After the show, Johnny and his wife June were given a tour of the White House by the President and the First Lady, who were, according to Johnny Cash, extremely kind and welcoming. President Nixon might have had a better idea of what he was in for had he known that earlier that day, Cash testified in front of the Senate Committee on Prisons about the need to treat prisoners like human beings and to assure first-time offenders that somebody cares for him and he is given a fair shake. Johnny Cash was a man who stood up for what he believed, whether it was speaking to a congressional committee, talking with prisoners in a state penitentiary, or performing for the President of the United States.